I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. Joining us today, we have a local duo, Mike Munson, Kim Curtis Munson, the Fishheads.
Hey.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. And actually, you're not normally a duo these days, are you? You usually have more of a band, right?
We kind of started out a duo because, of course, we are a duo.
We're very dynamic.
Together. But, yeah, we've got a four-piece band with the Fishheads. We have a mandolin player and a banjo player with us normally.
But today we're going to hear the original incarnation of the Fishheads, Kim and Mike.
Yeah.
Well, we might talk a little bit more about that, but let's get started with a song. What do you guys want to kick off with here?
We're going to do a song called Like I Used to Do. It's kind of one of Mike's and my favorite songs to do. As a duet, we work on our harmonies, and this is kind of the story of our lives, isn't it?
We will be doing a harmony vocal duet workshop.
We will be at this event this weekend. We'll be doing a workshop on that. So this is a Tim O'Brien song called Like I Used to Do.
Watching the fire glow, just as long as you're by my side. Here in my heart it seems, time has passed me by. I love you as much today, very first time. And those old ways of mine, I left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch. All over again. Those old like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
Fishheads, live from Studio A. And you said that was a Tim O'Brien tune? What was the name of that
Tim
one?
Tim O'Brien and Pat Alger. It's called Like I Used to Do. We like to think it's the story of our lives. You know, you grow up playing rock and roll and listening to the all the loud stuff, and then it comes down to this. The duet. Slow moving. Nah, that's not true about us. We kind of tear it up with bluegrass bands, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, and then the mba, see, I keep,
mba.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it flows, it trips off of your tongues. I'm still learning it here. They also have a big event every summer, right, down in the central Minnesota?
They have two big events at El Rancho Manana, which is in Richmond, Minnesota, just outside of St. Cloud, right around the Avon area. And the first weekend in June, they call it the June kickoff, the summer kickoff. And so that's all bands from Minnesota, Wisconsin. It's kind of like semi-local bands, but they're all kind of member bands that belong to the organization. And then the large one in August is where the big national touring groups will come through. We're playing there this year. The Fishheads will be back on the stage down there, but that's a really wonderful but huge concert. I mean, they probably get 8,000 people through there on a weekend, so it's really big, but a lot of camping and jamming, and you don't even have to play a musical instrument or anything to be a part of just some really great music down there, walking through the fields and listening to different jams.
I think the fans have more fun than we do, but
yeah, it's really incredible. It's really incredible.
Mm-hmm. So several stages going all day and then jamming all night till the sun comes up. It's not a place to catch up on sleep. But
no, for sure.
And they have workshops. And absolutely. You said there are workshops at this event this weekend as well.
This weekend we'll have a mandolin workshop with Ted Heenan, and he's been a fixture in the town for a long time.
We've had him in here before.
Yep, sure. Yeah. Ted's been in for lots of things. We've played with him many times over the years and have been in bands with him, both of us in separate bands. So he'll be teaching a mandolin workshop. Mike and I will be doing a duet harmony workshop. Craig Evans is going to be doing a frailing banjo workshop, which is kind of the old-timey open-back banjo. And then there's going to be kind of a stage presence for your band, kind of a how to you know, do stage presence for your band.
Which is kind of an important thing.
It is an important thing.
Because sometimes that can make the difference between somebody that's interesting to listen to and somebody that is painful to listen to.
You got it, girl. I mean, it is.
We're lucky the Fishheads have Kim.
So. She's all the stage presence you need.
A very colorful
character. okay, so tell me, let's give people a little preview.
Sure.
Like, how do you go about teaching people harmony in a workshop? What are some of the things that you share?
I mean, some of the things that, you know, certainly Mike and I have been together a long time, and we go back so far, but if somebody's getting together new for the first time, picking out the right songs for their voices and what their voices work on well together is really, really important. So those are things that we'll be talking about. And Mike is one that can hear the harmony. He's got an extremely gifted ear. In the sense that, well, with the band, for instance, he will stop and tell us what parts we're not on.
Well, it started on the trips from Duluth to Austin when I was a kid arranging harmonies for my brothers in the station wagon.
You know, yeah, so he had three brothers, and they would sing, and he arranged the harmonies at a very early age.
Austin, Minnesota?
Okay. Back and forth from Duluth to Austin, Minnesota. Yeah, not Austin, Texas. But
that would be cool.
Most of the bluegrass harmonies are pretty standard. There's not a lot of, you know, sevenths and augmented or whatever in there, so it's pretty basic stuff, and finding the right music.
We had a really nice
right
compliment for us a couple weekends ago when we were playing down at the Mabatma sponsored event in the cities. That's the midweek week and midwinter bluegrass, and they said that our harmonies kind of cross over and do this like it's a third entity. And it was
you
just
don't even
a really
need
nice,
a third party.
Like, you don't
Sid,
need
it
a third party.
I could hear
it. There. I could hear it. And so that was really nice to hear that because we've always felt that we loved singing together and have always felt that it's a really special thing between us. It's why we're together.
Not everybody's voices blend either, so that's
So we'll be talking about the blending of voices and choosing the right song and being able to, if you have the ear for it, to find it, or if you have to methodically seek out the part. You know, sometimes Michael have to hit it on the chords on the
and
guitar.
Sometimes it's
for
leave me
to
alone
know.
Till I can figure that
That's
out.
That's right, and sometimes I yell at him that, so it's not always nice. It's not always pretty.
Well, that's interesting. And tell me how, you know, Kim, you were saying, you know, mm-hmm. you were younger and did more rock and roll and all sorts of other kinds of music. How did mm-hmm. you come to, the bluegrass part of what you do? Where did that come from?
Wow. Well, it is kind of it could be a very long story, but my father was a musician and I'm from Grand Rapids and he started out playing on acoustic instruments, the mandolin and the guitar. When I moved down to Duluth to go to UMD, and I spent some time in the early years just going and listening at Sir Ben's before I met Mike, and he had a group down there that was playing every Wednesday night, and this has been a long-standing tradition down there now that it's Bluegrass Wednesdays. But that's kind of how the bluegrass came into my life. My dad wasn't really playing necessarily bluegrass, but he was playing traditional tunes. I couldn't even name one for you right now, but... some old folk songs, and then he passed away when I was 12, so I didn't get a lot of teaching from him. I picked it up on my own when I came down here with instruments, but Mike met somebody in the Air Force here and formed a band, like, on the spot. It was just really a quick thing for him, and he didn't know how to play it either, but...
Mm-hmm. And I just talked to Kelly. He moved back to Ohio in 1980 when the air base closed here, when he got out. And he moved back, and we keep in touch. And I think he'd love to be back here playing because he's not playing much in Ohio.
Well. And Kim, does you're holding a mandolin right now. Does that kind of make you feel a little connected to your dad, too?
Oh, absolutely. Without question. I absolutely feel like, had things not played out the way that they did either, I'm not even sure if I would have gone in a musical direction to begin with. But because he passed away and left the instruments behind and they were just kind of there, maybe you're a little more curious, a little more, you know, we were running around playing when my dad and his friends were playing instruments. We weren't even paying attention.
And so. This is a LaPlante mandolin, which was made by a good friend of ours and one of her dad's best friends.
Up in Grand Rapids. He's a luthier up there. So, yeah, it does. It really does. But, you know, both Mike and I come from a rock and roll background. He's a drummer.
I met a banjo player. I was corrupted. I love it. Yep. I love rhythm guitar, banging with the banjo.
But we both kind of started out with the rock, which... definitely plays itself out into the Fishheads because we take a lot of the old rock standards. We have, you know, some Beatles stuff, Stevie Wonder. We do whatever, Doobie Brothers. We do some stuff that's kind of reminiscent of what we were doing. You're not going to do that.
No, I'm out of tune for that. we'll skip that.
Well, but what would you like to play next?
We're going to do an instrumental tune, just... I don't know, kind of show you.
In bluegrass and old-time vein here.
Yeah, and it's a little more maybe in the old-time vein, but we'll see if we can't do you a little old Joe Clark,
old Joe Clark.
That everybody kind of recognizes.
Fish Heads live from Studio A to an old Joe Clark. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
So you you brought in some recordings with you, but you said, well, that's not the finished product. What are you working on recording some new
stuff?
Yeah,
we're working on recording. We have some recording stuff at home, and we do this at home. We're actually going to have another session, another go at those same songs. So we kind of did it, and we're just kind of putting it out there to a few friends and whatever, just to kind of get the feel of how people are liking it. But we're going to do a new, we're going to do a recording session the first weekend of May to kind of try to get everything solid on that. But Mike is a drummer, like I said, and he likes to put drums to things. So we call the raw version sushi right now of the Fish Heads. And I don't know what we're going to call the other one, you know, like
Fish Heads Rock.
Fish Heads Rock. Yeah. I don't know. But so Mike likes to put some drums to it, and it's really fun to listen to, I got to admit. I mean, but it's not. A lot of people have a hard time with drums, and a lot of bluegrass bigwigs have used drums many times over the years, including Bill Monroe. So you either get the purists who really like it simple and raw, or you get other people who go, hey, that's pretty cool.
Which I can respect. If they want to leave, fine. Yeah.
So what songs are you including on the, are you planning on recording for the new album?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of Beatles tunes. We, like I said, we love to take the old rock stuff and do it. We've got Stevie Wonder's Superstition. We've got the Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music. We've got some gospel. We've got some, a song that I've written, a song that Brian Ford has written. He's our banjo player. We always, whatever recording we do, put on John Berquist's I Like It in Duluth. So we've got to do that one.
Why
John's
not?
A good friend, right? Yeah, well, actually, it's like we call it our most requested song. People, when we're playing in Duluth, we do that song. Or when we're playing down on the waterfront, people want to hear that song and they want to buy your CD because it's on that song. So, hey, bands out
and
there,
I never
you
get
should
tired
record
of
that
singing
song.
That one either. I just love
you
that
should
song.
You should record that song because you sell more CDs, I tell you. But
so every band should put that on,
you know,
their album.
There's some instrumentals on there. We work with two of the hottest instrumentalists. We're just so lucky to work with Brian Ford and Bruce Bernhardt. They gel together like no two instrumentalists I've ever worked with, and it's evident on that CD. You can really tell they work very hard, and we just try to keep up. Mm-hmm. So just try to keep up with them.
Now, do you guys, I was reading on your website that you like to do a lot of fishing in the summer, and you have this boat, and you get to travel around and on the boat and fish and play shows in other places.
We
are
do.
You, are
I'm
you
telling
do
you
that
what,
this
we have so much fun in the summertime. We have a 24-foot boat. We take it out to Isle Royale and out to the Apostles and play for people out there. And we feed the Boy Scouts.
Non-scheduled,
yeah,
mind
unscheduled,
you,
yeah. Oh, I'll put it on my website. You know, that we're doing an Isle Royale tour, and it's kind of, you know, it's for fun. But we have a friend that goes with us, and he's kind of our water manager, not our road manager, but our water manager,
and a fish
Larry
cook.
Matson. So yeah, and he's our fish cook. So he goes out, and he'll go out into the campground and say, "There's a concert on the dock tonight with the Fish Heads." So we just really go out there and play and have a great time, and we do love to fish, and that's where the name of the band came from.
Well, last summer we were, in fact, in the Severson's Fish House on Isle Royale for a party out
Potluck
there.
Potluck was on the fish gutting
really
table.
Fun.
We had a great time with all the folks from the island out there and hanging out with the Severtsons, so that was really fun.
That sounds very fun.
Oh, it was a blast. We'll be there every summer.
Sounds like a great way to spend a summer.
Yeah.
Well, I think you were planning on wrapping up with I Like It in Duluth. Am I
think so,
remembering
yeah.
that correctly?
You are correct.
All right. It is Fish Heads.
I've been all around the world. I've even been to the tropical isles, where the native girls with long dark curls wear nothing but a smile. I've been across the ocean in a dugout canoe, and I flew down to Noggin in a B-52. But to tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. We get summer every year for 2 weeks in March. And the rest of the time it's cold and freezing and the snow falls from the sky. But where else in this entire nation can you I like it in Duluth. You can have Bemidji,
I don't want it,
and the rusty dusty range,
I don't want it,
from Babbitt and Aurora,
I don't want
all
it,
the way to Coleraine,
I don't want it.
You can have them big old cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. To tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. Well, I got a gal out in Morgan Park, one up in the Heights, and a cute little chickie out in Fine New Lake that I see on Wednesday night. A big old mama Eloise, yeah, man, she knows just what to squeeze. To tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth.
I'll sing it with us, Chris.
I've been all around the world, I've even been to the tropical isles, where the native girls with long blonde curls wear nothing but a smile. I've been across the ocean in a Grumman canoe, and I flew down to Logan in a B-52, but to tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. Yes, indeed we do, to tell you the truth. We like it in Duluth.
My disclaimer that I'm not a mandolin player, can I fit that in there?
But you play one on the radio.
But I play one on the radio.
Fish Heads live from Studio A, a classic. Kim and Mike, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks again, Christine. Appreciate it.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE-WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.